What is up, Golden Hawks? It's your boy, Gabriel Loperena, with another episode of Lay Down Laurier. Today's going to be a chill, cool vibe. I don't know if you can tell, but my voice is kind of stuffy. Well, my nose is at least. People keep saying I'm sick, but I swear I'm not. I promise you I'm not sick, guys. I swear. If I was sick, why would I be at school anyways? That'd be disgusting. I'm not a disgusting person. I swear. This week's been quite a rough week, you know. I was sick last week, but I'm not sick anymore. I swear it's just allergies. Because if I was coming to school sick, I'd be so pissed. If someone was coming to school pissed, or coming to school, like, sick, it'd be raps. I'd be on them. I'd be on them for it. But yeah, no, your favorite show host is a little sick. And you know what? That's going to happen from time to time. But you guys are just going to have to accept it. You guys are going to have to love me for it. Because I am human. And you guys are human. And if you haven't been sick at least once, then you're a liar and a bullshitter. And I don't believe you. Today's going to be some smooth jazz, you know. Maybe not smooth jazz, but it's just going to be jazz. A lot of jazz-based songs today. Except for the last song, which is not too jazz. But I'm not going to give that away. It's a song I played before, but I know you guys will love it. Today's show is going to have some minimal talking in it. Normally, I'd do a whole introduction, which I kind of am doing right now. But as you guys could tell, it's probably a good idea that I keep the yap to a minimum. And I just let the show do its thing today, you know. The more precise I can be about this, the better, you know. I just don't want there to be any sort of like, you know, in the middle of it. You see that? You see that? You see what I do for you guys? Do you guys see the sacrifice that I must commit to in order to make you guys happy, in order to please you guys? You guys better love me, man. If you guys don't, I'd be greatly, greatly saddened. Yeah, no. Cute, calm little vibe, you know? It is February, the month of love. And if you guys couldn't tell, the website had changed from blue to pink. That's exactly why, my folks. It is pink now. It is to spread love and cheer in this glorious, lovely month of February. Okay? And I hope you guys are really feeling it, because we're going to be playing some love songs in the next upcoming weeks. I didn't play any love songs this week just because of my condition. But, hey, what are you going to do about it? To all the new ones, I'm really, really glad you're here. And to all my loyal listeners out there, welcome back. Normally, we have more rock sounding, like, noise. Maybe just not today, you know? A lot of rock does come from jazz, though. Jazz is the predecessor to sounds like rock. And it has its roots in rock, jazz, also folk music, and also, like, blues. Like, for example, R&B, rhythm and blues, you know? The Rolling Stones or early stuff. And, like, folk music, like Pete Seeger, you know? Lead Belly, you know? Just like classic guys. We're not going to be listening to any folk music today, though. That's for a different day. Today's show is going to be centered primarily around jazz. I've really been taking a liking to jazz recently. And it's really great when you're trying to study, especially because, like, there tends to be almost a minimal amount of words. And to some people, that's kind of annoying. And some people aren't willing to, like, sit through that and, like, listen. But you know what? I am. Because I love music, and I can see the depth, and I can see the art within it. There is sound, and I can hear the lyrics to them, which makes me sound like I know I'm not special, okay? But it does make me appreciate it a little bit, just because I know there's a lot of people who kind of, like, can't or just won't listen to any sort of, like, music with no, like, lyricism to it. And they, because of that, lack any sort of appreciation for jazz music. And it's kind of sad, because jazz music's so wonderful, you know? It's such a lovely, like, genre, especially because there's so many types of jazz. It's like rock. It's exactly like rock, where there's so many subgenres, and they're all innovative in their own way. But, you know, I've really got into it recently, and I just haven't been able to, like, stop listening to jazz, you know? It's just it really is such a lovely, like, blend of music, like, or, like, stream of music. When you, like, really get down to it, it's just, it's good for any time. There's happy jazz, there's sad jazz, technically blues isn't jazz, but it is, like, distant neighbors. Not even distant neighbors, they're just neighbors, you know? Maybe I'm not. I said I wasn't going to be doing too much talking, and I promise I won't be. Just wanted to say for all you folks out there, happy Black History Month, by the way. This is really important, and that I say that because, yeah, I deem it important. And you guys are listening to my show. So, yeah, you guys have to listen. A new model will be coming in within the week, okay? I promise you guys. Originally, for all you guys who know, it used to be something like Cool Vibes and Cool Tunes Clash or whatever. That's just not working out for me, in my opinion. And I say this every week, and I say that every week. And I'm pretty sure I've said that before, or at least the week prior. It's kind of a bit. Maybe that's the new motto. I've said that last week. I say that every week. Maybe that's the motto. I don't know. Does a show need a motto, you guys? I don't think so, but I do think so at the same time. Because all the cool things have, like, weird, corny mottos. That's what I said on the first episode for all you guys, or all you loyal listeners. Today's show is just going to be very calm, what it's supposed to be, you know? It's supposed to be a calm show, but usually it's not. Because it's a Thursday, you know? Who wants to be calm on a Thursday? If it was a Monday, I'd understand it, but it's not. So we're going to be breaking up the regular routine with a very calm, like, show. I also had a really rough week. So, you know, it's good that I'm breaking up because if I wasn't, then I think I'd go insane to some degree, you know? I love this show. I love doing this show. And you guys make me so, so happy, even though I don't know how many people are actually listening. But what I do know is that I love doing it and I want to keep doing it. So, just to keep myself sane, we're going to be doing some, like, we're going to break it up today, okay? That's what we're going to do. Without further ado, okay, we're going to get started on today's show, okay? Introducing the one, the only, John Coltrane. That was Love Supreme by John Coltrane, arguably the greatest jazz album of all time. In my opinion, it definitely is. I think that the drums definitely make it one of the greatest jazz albums of all time, but if you really get into, like, the know and, like, you kind of realize the story, which I won't spoil to you guys, about, like, what the song is supposed to represent and what the sound is supposed to represent, it really makes it all that much better. The entire album is only 30 minutes long, so it's nothing too crazy. And you guys could definitely get into it if you guys want to. I saw someone comparing it to, like, jumping, like, face first into, like, the deep end when it comes to jazz music, or when it comes to John Coltrane specifically. John Coltrane is, like, one of the most influential, like, jazz icons ever. Apart from Miles Davis, the two of them were just, like, big hard hitters, and, you know, when it comes to his discography, people, I saw it was like some guy was like saying listening to Love Supreme by John Coltrane as a first time listener of John Coltrane is like taking a sheet of acid before you've like even drank in your life, you know? And I guess I can kind of see it, but if you just do a bit more digging and you just research it and you actually care about what you're listening to, then you like kind of understand it, you know what I mean? I don't know. I guess people just stop caring about the music that they like, you know? I guess people just don't care anymore. I don't know. But anyways, we're going to continue on that train with of John Coltrane. This next song has Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. By the way, the last song was A Love Supreme Part 1 Acknowledgement, I might add. It's not hard. It recently was featured in Stranger Things, which is kind of ironic, considering I don't know how I feel about Stranger Things. But I swear to God, guys, I have been listening to that song before I had seen the Stranger Things episode, when it briefly appeared for like a second. I don't know. You guys can take my word on it, and you guys don't have to believe me, but I swear I'm niche. I swear. Anyways. This next song, really, really good song. This next song is a really slow one, okay? It's a real banger. And the song that kind of got me into jazz music. This is In a Sentimental Valley by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. That, my friends, was in a sentimental view. Mood. Guys, I can't speak. It's this illness or this allergy, guys. I swear, I promise. No, I was thinking of Sentimental Value, the movie starring Kirsten Stewart, I'm pretty sure. Apparently, it's being nominated for a Best Picture Award by the Oscars. So it means that I have to watch it as soon as possible. Yeah, in a sentimental value, or mood, in a sentimental mood. One of the greatest jazz songs ever. And it's like, in my opinion, the epitome of like, I don't know, like it's just a really good song to start off with when it comes to jazz, I'd say. It's smooth and it's repetitive, but not in a way that's like annoying. It's just kind of like, it's got its own thing, you know? It's got its own little thing, you know? But anyways, I'm going to play another song for you guys. Another song that I really, really enjoy. That's also one of the few songs that got me into jazz. This is definitely one that you've heard before. Also appears on TikTok quite a lot and also just reels. But if you actually take the time to listen to it fully, you'll realize how good of a freaking song this is, guys. This is the one, the only, Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. That was Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. I think that the middle is probably like just spectacular. Like, I think that the jazz in combination with the subtle like drums just, it's like probably like one of the greatest, like, I don't know if it's a riff I'd call it, but it definitely is one of the greatest patterns in like jazz or just music that I like, one of my most favorite top 10 at least, you know. But yeah, that was Dave Brubeck. Recently though, I found something on YouTube that was quite spectacular, I'd say. As you guys know, I'm a really, really big fan of the song called Golden Brown by the Stranglers. And recently when I was scrolling about and just doing my thing on YouTube, I found something quite spectacular. I found something quite lovely. And I hope you guys like it. This is Dave Brubeck, Golden Brown. That was Golden Brown, not originally by Dave Brubeck, but just a slight little cover of it. The original song was made by the Stranglers, and it's a song that I just cannot get enough of, okay? And I think the fusion between the jazz and, like, how do you say it? Like, it's like gothic medieval rock or whatever. I don't really know what the genre is, but the fusion between the two is just something that I think is quite spectacular. There's no song like it, like Golden Brown. It kind of sucks because, like, you're left feeling like, shoot, I wish there was another song just like this one. Or I wish there was another song that was this one, but isn't this one. That's how I feel like whenever I listen to it. Yeah, no, I'm glad I found that weird like cover slash like remake of the song. Next song is a really, really popular song. It's one that you guys definitely have heard the sample of before if you guys are fans of my show. And it's really, really about wishing for better days, you know, especially right now in this cold, cold weather. This song is Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. That was Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Typically, it's only sung by Ella Fitzgerald, but I wanted to play Louis Armstrong just because you can't talk about jazz without talking about Louis Armstrong. It's interesting when you really think about it because I wonder, like, what type of, like, what you would call the jazz that, like, Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald and, like, all those people used to be playing, you know? Like, what type of jazz would you call that? Because it wasn't necessarily like jazz, like, for example, the Dave Brubeck, right? Or Duke Ellington or John Coltrane, right? It was jazz with words to it. And, like, I don't think that's anything, like, makes it any less, like, it loses any of its value because of that. But I wonder, like, was it more like pop jazz? I'm not too sure. I wasn't alive when this stuff was getting played heavy. And thank God I wasn't, because if I was, let's just say things would not be looking good for me, guys. If it's not looking good for me right now, imagine how it would have looked like maybe like 60 years ago, gang. 60 years ago. But anyways, if you're missing that summertime vibe, I've got more where that came from. Literally. This next song is literally the epitome of like summer day, okay? It's the epitome of like sitting on your porch, eating a slice of pizza with not a care in the world. The only thing maybe bothering you is probably like some mosquitoes here and there. But apart from that, you're really just in the peak of your life. You know what I mean? You can do anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can talk to whoever you want and do anything you want because it's the summertime, you know? You don't got to worry about no snow. You don't got to worry about no sickness or cold or nothing like that. You get to do whatever you want. And I think that just like everyone loves doing that, Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Roy Ayers, Ubiquity. That was Everybody Loves the Sunshine by the Roy Ayers Ubiquity. It's not necessarily like jazz. It is jazz. It's a jazz funk fusion, or it's some sort of like, it's like a subculture within the culture type of jazz. I forget what exactly it was called, but I heard it in this movie called Straight Outta Compton about the group NWA, and I heard it and I was just like, Jesus, like this feels like summer. Like this is the summer song. And sadly, no one really talks about that. No one really talks about it. No one really plays it. That's the only time I've ever heard it played. And it's the only time that anyone I know talks about it is like when I play it or when my brother plays it because of the movie. You know what I mean? Sadly, I did not go digging for it. But I did go digging through his discography and found numerous, numerous lovely songs. I'm going to speed it up along just because we're getting close to the end today. And I really have to end this show as quick as possible. The illness is not great. And I mean allergy. And I really don't want to have to be dealing with a very terrible walk home. Before I play this next song, I think it's really important that this person is talked about. This is Nina Simone with The Other Woman. And before I continue, I want to say that Nina Simone is probably one of the most influential women in music history. And the credit that she is due is so, so, so immeasurable. And it is not given to her whatsoever. The song, The Other Woman, was covered and lightly, like, remixed, if I remember, like, the lyrics specifically, by Lana Del Rey. And I love Lana, you guys know this. But I'm sorry to say, the fact is that version tends to be the only version that we hear. And it happens to a lot of her songs. There are songs like Feeling Good that was covered by Michael Bublé. And then Michael Bublé's version was, like, triumphed her original. And then the same thing happened with Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. It was then covered by The Animals and turned into a rock song. And it's a really good rock song. I'm not going to lie. It's a good rock song. But the original is just better. And the original deserves the credit it is due. And it's important that I'm talking about this during Black History Month, because it's important that we recognize that music, a lot of it and most of it, would not be what we like today if it weren't for Black culture, and especially rock, especially punk, especially goth, especially emo and grunge, especially every single little like subset of rock or subset of music that you might like. It all some way, somehow was made better or invented by Black people, by Black culture. The next song is The Other Woman by the one, the only, Nina Simone.
The Other Woman.
Ooh. That was The Other Woman by Nina Simone. I think it really speaks for itself, and I don't really have to talk about it too much. It kind of sucks that I am sick while I'm playing that song, because it is a song that I really, really enjoy, and it's a song I feel a lot of things about. But sadly, a guy is just too sick, and he cannot yap, as he usually does today. That is going to be our second last song for the night, and I think it's a really good song to really like close off the whole jazz mini chapter of the night. Because I think her voice is just lovely. And her rendition of The Other Woman is probably top tier. This next song is one that I know you guys have heard before on this show. It's one that I was really thinking about earlier. And it's one that it's one that stuck by me through this illness. So before I say goodbye, I'd like to say thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And thank you guys for dealing with this super sick voice. You know? This next song is called Mira Niñita by Los Javis. Good night, Laurier.